Okay, we're up to Nun Amud Aleph. We're making this one up as we missed in between. So there's a few in Yonim over here. First of all, we say the following. Okay, let's go a little bit through the daf. We say, for example, Birchasov Shel Adam, from the bracha of a person, Nikar Im Talmud Chacham Ilav. The way from a nusach of a bracha, you can tell if a person is a Talmud Chacham or not. Kate said, how do you recognize? Rebbe says, if he makes a bracha and says Uvetuvo, Harei Zeh Talmud Chacham, because it's mashma from that nusach that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Shefa. Umituvo, and if the bracha is Umituvo, that's a bor, meaning the difference is if a person says Uvituvo. Umituvo, because mashma that's nusach, Kodesh Baruch Hu only gives a little bit from his goodness over to a human being. Okay, he's limiting in what he's saying. Amar Le'abai, meaning he shows you how precise you have to be in the wording you choose for a bracha. People might see it overly technical and detail-oriented, but that's not the way we view halacha. We view halacha as an opportunity to express ourselves in a very particular way about the way we understand our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Mamatzina Beis HaKnesses, Rabbi Akiva, Hai Kura, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, my Avid Bay. What does he learn from the Pasuk of Makalas Baruch Hu Elokim? Rabbi Yossi Glili learns from there the Yomavarchin according to the Rov HaKals. Mi Boiler, Rabbi Akiva needs it from this Pasuk, another Drosha, Tanya, Hai Rabbi Meir, Omer Minayin, Shafilu Ubarin, Shabmei Iman, Amru Shira Alayam, during Kriyas Yamsuf. Shneamars, it says, B'Makalas Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem, Mim Kor Yisrael. We learn that even the Ubrin, which were in the Makor, they blessed Hashem. Be'idach, Rav Yossi HaKlili, he learns from Makor, from the word Makor, you learn that the Ubrin said Shira Al Hayam, that even the fetuses said Shira Al Hayam. Very interesting thing, that the Uber said Shira Al Hayam. What do we learn from, what do we take away from that? Why do we need to know that? So the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Pei Bei Zameh Bei, says about Ahu Uber de Archa B'Yom Kippur L'chisha Le'achisha. So a whole Gemara over there. Nafim Rav Yochanan, Ahu Uber de Archa, Nafik Minei Shavtai Atzar Pira V'Shar Tzion. Over there brings from the Meiri that lochashin lo minyan hayom, it whispers to it from the matter of the day. Mitzrafim b'divreim haftacha ala uber, she'im titzyashiv daita, te betucha shal uber shetehe yirish Hashem. If it calms down, as yishav adas, you know it's going to be yirish Hashem. So there's a mitzvah, that mitzvahs are mashpias, you see from that Gemara, that mitzvahs are mashpia on an uber. We also find by Shimshon HaGibor, it says in Shoftim Perek Yom Gimel, ki nozir elokim yeh hanar min habeten. So the Kedusha is mashpia on the Uber when it's on the stomach, meaning, and by the way, the opposite sins as well. And therefore, the Shira that Moshe said with Bnei Yisrael, Miriam with Bnei Yisrael, that had a great impact on the Uberim. And therefore, there's a Harol L'maisa that a woman who is pregnant, says Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, should go to shuls and should go to the Beis Medrash, where they say Shira, and that will have an impact on the fetus that comes out. In the Sefer Mavor Yabak, it says that Roy Leish Tzarbi Mei Ibura Shalol Leches Gomes Tekabu Mokom Avera. Mekol Shekein Yan HaUber Meya Tzofo Mabit Biyodei Harbe. The fetus is taking in, it's processing. Interesting, fascinating agadata over there. Okay, also says in Maseches Brachos Nun Amud Aleph that two chaburs that were eating in one house, when some of them see each other, they are mitzdaref lezimun. Right? So what about you have two groups that see each other on two different places, but they see each other only through binoculars? Are they considered seeing each other? Yitzchak Zilberstein says, no, it's got to be natural and not through that type of seeing of each other. He's actually talking about a Magal Sagur. I think it's a closed circuit video. Okay, the talks about not throwing bread on Daf Nun Amud Beis. So we get over here a little bit the minute of throwing for a chasen and kala, throwing food, right? Is such a thing permitted? Says zarkim lifneim kloyas vagozim. Rashi says it's a simen tov to throw these things. Maseches Smachos it says they would zarek machrozes dogim machatichas basar. The Rashba says that kedei lismoach chasen vakala, and it's not bizoy ochlim, says the Rashba. Look at the Rambam and the Rokeach. They say the minig was to throw chitim as a simon that you should yifru v'yirbu kechitim, right? You should grow like wheat grows. Bris melech sedom, my salt. Beis Yosef brings the name Rabbi Noach b'shem Raivid de b'yayin afilu azil ibud mutter mishum simchas chasen v'kala. Even if the wine is going to go to waste, it's mutter because of simchas chasen v'kala. So to the Shita Megwetza says that the chitim are not called food with regarding this. Tosva says that you need to be careful to throw them in a clean place. Right? Sounds a little different than the other Marmakomos. Sounds like he's trying to salvage it.
Okay, the Gos Maimini brings in the name of his Rebbe, Dehaya Mitzvah L'Chabdim Shelo Yedarchu Alei Shelo Yedrichulim. There's a mitzvah to still treat them properly and not to trample on them. All right, we put them in bags now, the candies, and everyone still eats it. So I think we're able to Makayim all them and hug him vis-a-vis this idea. You have here the concept of putting stuff in your mouth without making a bracha. What do you do then? So first of all, the Rambam writes, Kol ha-bracha se'elu im nistapku lo bahem im berach lo birach, eino chozer mavarach lo betchilu lo besof, nem shem edivrei sofrim. Shachach v'hichnis ochlem toch piv lo bracha. But you put the food in your mouth without a bracha, im hayab mashkin, if it was liquid, swallow it and just make your after bracha. But if they were peros, that if you would take it out, it's going to be disgusting, like strawberries and grapes, put it to one side of your mouth and make the bracha and then swallow it. But if they're not going to be disgusting, like beans or whatever, take it out of your mouth and then make the bracha. So the Ravid says, "V'hu shebedai to lachal yotzer." That's, you know, if you're going to eat more. Dim lokin, meaning he's commenting on the line that if you're already, you can't spit it out, it's going to be disgusting, just swallow it and make a bracha after. He means that if you're going to eat more, ordinarily, she'im yesh lefon of mashkin yoser, she'eno bola mashviv elapolet, spit it out. Because machi sarin yesh b'male piv, what's the difference if you male piv, mashkin im yavdu v'lo yenamem v'lo bracha, avak she'ein lo yoser, but if you don't have more, v'hu dachak lo'osam shebefiv, heitiru lo balam v'lo yavodu, and if you lose it, tavdu gam ken abracha share gemar, and if you spit it out, you're also going to lose, because ein lo yoser. So the Shulchan Aruch says, shacha v'hichnis mashkin l'toch piv v'lo bracha, you swallow it, you don't make a bracha rishona. Right? That's with liquids. And the Ramah says, V'yesh omrim de mavarach aleim, v'chein nira ikar. You do make a bracha on it. Quotes the Ravid, Rashba b'shem, the Ravid and the Rosh. Kshachach v'hichnis ochle tachbiv below bracha. Im hudavar she'enu nimois, if it's not disgusting, if you flenu, spit it out, make a bracha. But if it's something which should be disgusting, put it to one side and then make the bracha. And that's the bottom line halacha on that.